As we enter year three of the COVID pandemic, one thing that we know for sure is that many children have suffered during this time. However, one of the most effective ways to heal a child from trauma is to have a caring, consistent adult engage in their lives. Emily Johnson is CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Treasure Valley. She's joining us live to talk about how we all might be able to help with this. Welcome to the program, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So you have a nationally recognized mentoring program. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. Big Brothers Big Sisters on a national level has been around for over 100 years. So we know what we're doing in the area of youth mentoring. And we're proud to say that we've been here in the Treasure Valley for just shy of 43 years. So we're pretty established locally as well as throughout the United States.
And how has the program fared during the pandemic? Because, you know, I mean, a big part of the program is that the big and the little get to spend time together and meet up together. And that wasn't possible during parts of the pandemic.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we weren't immune to the impacts of COVID. But I do have to say, we actually fared pretty well during the pandemic because we have the most incredible volunteers who are our bigs that have signed up to be part of their little's lives. And so even when COVID first hit and we were all kind of trying to figure out how we were going to navigate this new normal, if you will, our big stepped up and said, if we can't meet in person, we will do whatever it takes to stay connected to our littles. Mm-hmm. So we had the most creative solutions to not being able to get together in person happening throughout 20 and even into 2021, anywhere from writing handwritten letters in the mail to FaceTiming and text messaging, even dropping off little activity packets on doorsteps for their littles to either engage in via FaceTime or on their own, and then they'd come back around for a phone conversation. So we are really proud to say we were able to keep our matches connected through the pandemic, even when they couldn't get together face-to-face. Our bigs were able to stay that consistent, encouraging presence in the lives of their littles at a time, quite frankly, when they really, really needed them.
Have you seen more children needing a mentor in your organization since the pandemic started?
Absolutely. You know, the pandemic was hard for all of us. It was a scary, yeah, isolating time for everybody. But what we've seen is that was really, it was a crucial time for the littles with school going, you know, much of what they knew as normal just kind of disappeared overnight. And it was a really scary time. And then a lot of the challenges and hardships that came from being isolated and all that uncertainty, it's just been a really difficult time for kids. And so what we've seen now that everybody's starting to kind of come back to whatever normal looks like, we're seeing it in this with our school partners, we're seeing it with mental health care providers, we're seeing it with a lot of our community partners, that the kids are really struggling. And the hopeful part of that is we have a solution. We have a way to help not only begin the healing, but start to build some excitement and hope for the future.
So for someone who is interested in becoming a big brother or big sister, what does that look like from a time commitment standpoint? You know, things like that I think a person may have questions about.
Absolutely. Well, we do ask for a commitment from our volunteers. We'd like them to stay with their little for at least a year. So we encourage anybody considering volunteering to really think about what their schedule looks like over this, you know, the next 12 months, maybe longer, because we do want our volunteers to commit to showing up regularly for their littles. But outside of that, we match based on compatibility. So if you like to hike in the foothills, if you like to hit the local museums, if you like to stay home and bake cupcakes, chances are we've got a little on our wait list who likes to do those things too. And so while it is a time commitment, we ask our volunteers to meet with their littles 2 to 3 times a month. It's really not that far outside of what you're already probably doing. You're just bringing a little along for the ride. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think is truly exciting about our program is we know we're impacting our littles in a really positive way and helping them heal from this, you know, the stress of these last 2 years. But we also know that we're supporting our families in a really positive way, and our volunteers they are getting just as much out of this as their littles are. So it's a great way to help even us as the adults start to really find some joy and excitement, and us to start to heal from some of the challenges that we've all been through over these last couple of years.
So we have about a minute left. I know January is National Mentoring Month, so you are recruiting, you are looking for mentors. How do interested people get in touch and kind of go through the process?
Absolutely. So we are absolutely looking for more volunteers. We've got lots of kids waiting, some great kids on our wait list. We'd love to get them matched. So everything starts on our website, which is www.bbbsidaho.org. If you're considering signing up a child or becoming a volunteer, we would steer you to that website. Or you can simply call our office if you've got some questions. We would love to chat with you about the different programs and different options we have for signing up as a BIG. And we've got some amazing kids that are waiting. They just need the right volunteer to pick up the phone or jump on the website and start the process.
Well, it is such a phenomenal program. It really is. So thank you, Emily, for coming on and talking to us more about this.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Emily Johnson. She is the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Treasure Valley. They are recruiting bigs, mentors right now. Maybe you could be one. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.